All right, Rabotei, so let's take a look. I figure this, you know, there's so much to speak about this week. Parshas Vayikra, Parshas HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I wanted to share with you a piece from Vayikra, because the truth is when we get to the Parshas of Vayikra, often we sometimes feel like these Parshas don't speak to us so much because they're so focused on Karbanos. And in general, whenever we see Karbanos, we tend to kind of zoom out a little bit, only because we're 2,000 years away from Karbanos, right? 2,000 years we haven't had Karbanos. And the truth is, you know, there's even a machlokes, is there going to be Karbanos in the Bayis Shlishi, not be Karbanos in the Bayis Shlishi. So, but yet it's important to understand, how are you? But it's important to understand that halacha lemaisa, all of these details are not just about Karbanos, but I mean, of course they're about Karbanos, but everything has a deeper contemporary meaning as well. So let's take a look. So the parsha begins, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban la'Hashem, mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzon takrivo es karban chem. So the pasuk says, Adam, I'm on page one. Actually, again, we're not going to really do page two. It just ended up happening on this, but we're focusing on page one. So the pasuk says, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban la'Hashem. If a person amongst you, will offer a karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mina behema, you offer it from the animals, mina bakar, mina tzon takrivo es karban chem. If you go out and you offer your karban, you should offer it from the bakar, from cattle, mina tzon, from sheep, you shall offer up your karban. So Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful, beautiful insight here. So take a look by paragraph A. So the Rebbe writes, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban la'Hashem. Listen to this. Elu harotzim lihios, paragraph A. Elu harotzim lios anoshim ksherim. You know, the Rebbe operates, so I'll say, in general, in life, one of the most important kind of like determinants of your success in life is how do you look at people? Stam, you meet a person. So, unfortunately, over the course of life, we tend to become very cynical, right? So, you know, as we get older, so if somebody's nice to me, what's the first thing I say to myself?
What does he want?
Right? What's your angle? Right? What are you working? What do you want? And I will say, you know, the challenge of that is that it leads us to be so incredibly cynical, and it prevents us so often from forging meaningful and appropriate relationships. If you want to be a normal person, a person has to believe that people at their core are good. People at their core are good. It doesn't mean that people don't disappoint. It doesn't mean that people don't do bad things. It doesn't mean that people abuse or misuse our trust. It doesn't mean that people don't take advantage of us. Of course, all of that stuff happens. But Lamais, at the end of the day, a person has to go through life believing that people at their core are good. You have to believe that, I will say, because if you don't, you know what happens? If you don't, then you become cynical, you become jaded. And you know, better to commit every single Aveira in the Torah than to become, listen to the end of that sentence first, right? Better to commit every single Aveira in the Torah and to never become jaded or cynical. Because unfortunately, once a person falls into that trap of cynicism, unfortunately, what ends up happening is it colors everything. You know, we all know cynical people. Cynical people, you know, you can't have a deep, meaningful conversation with them because everything is terrible. Everything is horrible. It's hard for them to forge meaningful relationships with other people because they're always assuming that they're going to get hurt or they're going to get abused or they're going to get taken advantage of in some way. So we'll say, the Rebbe's premise over here is, Elu harotzim lios anoshim ksherim. All of us want to be kasher people. We all want to be anoshim ksherim. We all want to be good in life. V'lichnos ba'avodas Hashem. And the truth is, all I want at the end of the day is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So David HaMelech says, Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem osa bakesh. Ribon Shel Olam, I have one request from you. Shifti beveis Hashem koyim chayai. I just want to be close. I just want to dwell in your home. That's all I want. I want to be a kosher person. I want to be good. I want to be heilig. I want to be holy. And I just want to be close to you. That's all I want out of life. You know, the Malbim points out, David HaMelech says, Achos sha'alti me'es Hashem. I have one request. Shifti beveis Hashem. Just to dwell in the house of God. So the Malbim says, really, David, that's your only request? What about Parnasa? What about Hatzlacha for your children? What about Shalom Bayis? What about, again, health for everyone? So the Malbim says something amazing. He says, David HaMelech understood that in life, when you have shifti beveis Hashem, when you dwell in the house of the Ribono Shel Olam, you have everything. A person who has dveikus, a person who has a sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has everything in life. Now again, to be clear, that doesn't mean that when you have dveikus, you have no problems, and it doesn't mean that when you have dveikus, everything goes according to plan. But we know this, when a person has dveikus v'Hashem, they're much more able to weather the storms and the difficulties of life. Life never goes according to plan. If I'm solid with God, I'm able to weather the storm. If for some reason my relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is not rock solid, then sometimes, again, those difficulties, those challenges could potentially derail me. So the Rebbe says, Elu harots in paragraph Elios anoshim ksherim. Those who want to be anoshim ksherim, we all want to be anoshim ksherim, kosher people, v'lichnos b'avodas Hashem, and all I want to do is bring myself closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and serve Him. V'azai yesh lahem bilbulim gidolim u'minios gidolos. Say, this is so validating. The Rebbe says, here, I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be a good person. But you know what? There are obstacles. There are obstacles. So I have in mind that I want to daven with Kavana. And then what happens? I can't stop thinking about my business. It's not that I want to. It's not that I want to. I want to daven. But I'm trying. Or I try to go ahead and, you know, say, Klal Gadol is all of us struggle with something. You all struggle with something. So, you know, so we struggle and we fail. So the goal is I do tshuva. And I will say, then what happens? So I do tshuva, I'm good for a couple of days, a couple of weeks. And then something happens that's a trigger. And it brings me back right to my Avera. I didn't mean to do this. I was trying so hard to avoid all of this negativity. And now I'm right back where I am. I'm right back where I was, I should say. So the Rebbe says, I want to be kosher. I want to be an Oved Hashem. But yet there's bilbulim gedolim umnios gedolos. I get mixed up and there are these obstacles and hurdles and all of these things. Ve'enam yecholim maseis eitzel lenafshom. Eich la'asos. So we'll say, you know, sometimes the obstacles become so profound that I don't know how to get around them. I know that I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm facing these obstacles, and I'm going to be honest. And we'll say, sometimes life we could troubleshoot, and sometimes life we could problem solve, and sometimes in life the challenges are just so overwhelming that I don't know what to do. To be honest, I don't know what to do now. The Rebbe is discussing over here in the context of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be a kosher. I want to be an Oved Hashem. But yet these hurdles, these obstacles come my way, and sometimes I can't navigate past them. I get stuck. The Choma Shirotzim Lasos Bavodas Hashem Kasha Lahem Lasos Kirei. The Rebbe is saying, sometimes in life, we make the assumption that if my intention is to do the right thing, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to split the sea in front of me, right? If I want to do the right thing, then of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause everything to fall into place. But it doesn't happen that way. And sometimes when I try to do the right thing, life becomes so much more ridiculously difficult. And the challenges, like never before, seem to become so ridiculously overwhelming. I was just dealing with a person like this. A person who was exceptionally successful. And he decided to become Shomer Shabbos. And literally, without any exaggeration, from the moment he decided to become Shomer Shabbos, business tanked. And like, you know, this guy was talking to me and he's like, it's okay, I know this is Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to stay strong. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Baruch Hashem, thank God my parnasa doesn't suffer if I'm Shomer Shabbos. You know, thank God. It's one of the perks of my job, Baruch Hashem. But I don't know that I'd be able to stand up to Nisayon like that. To lose out on your parnasa, because you see, he would think, Ribbono Shel Olam, come on, I'm giving up so much else in my lifestyle to serve you. And now the parnasa which comes from you, you're taking away? Doesn't make sense. It's counterintuitive. But LMI, sometimes even in the journey to do the right thing, there are obstacles and there are hurdles. Sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just split the sea and make everything okay for us or easy for us just because I want to do the right thing. These hurdles and these obstacles are real. So the Rebbe says, so what do? Here, I want to be an Oved Hashem. I want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be one of the Ksherim. And yet, I'm facing obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. So what do? Duh. Shezeh ba'atzmo. Listen to this, Rebbe, beautiful idea. So know the following. Good evening, Israel. He says, Shezeh ba'atzmo, Shehim misyagim ulohutim la'asos eiza avoda, o lekadish atzmo be'ezekidusha. I will say, no, that when a person yearns And when a person runs, and a person tries to go ahead and accomplish something of a spiritual nature in this world, when I put in the effort to try to become just a bit more heilig, afa pi she'enam yecholim ligmar karay, Rabbi will say, even though what? I'm trying, but yet what? I'm not getting results. I'm trying, but I'm not getting results. I'm trying hard, but yet at the end, well, this is good service you get here, by the way. Mamish, you walk in. Look at that. Chalom comes. Mamish. So this is amazing. So meaning, I'm trying hard to become a kosher. I'm trying hard to be an Obed Hashem. I'm trying to do everything that I possibly can to pick myself up and to come closer to the Rosh. I'm trying. I'm mamish trying. And yet there's hurdle after hurdle after hurdle. So the Rebbe says something amazing. The Rebbe says that when a Jew tries, when a Jew puts in effort, when a Jew runs after something, even though then he can't complete the task, even though then at the end of the day, his desires are not materializing, my aspirations are not actualizing, what I wanted to happen is not happening. Zeba atzmo, paragraph B, shem misyagim uluhutim achar zeh, hu bechinas karbanos. The Rebbe says something amazing. That in the eyes of the Rivono Shel Olam, when I go ahead and I try, I really try to become holy. I try to become kosher. I try to be shifty with Beis Hashem Koyim Echayai. But there are obstacles and there are difficulties that prevent me from it. See, Rabbi says, sometimes we think that the metric of success is the actualization of your goals and of your dreams and of your desires. That the metric of success is my ability to cross the finish line. But we know that in life there are times where I want more than anything to cross the finish line. I want to cross that finish line. Not only do I want it, you know, say, there are some people who want to cross the finish line. There's only one problem, which is they sit on the couch holding the remote. Right? Oh, I want so badly to cross. I can't understand. Why am I not crossing the finish line? And people go through life like that. We're not talking about those people. We're talking about people who want to cross the finish line or are working hard to cross that finish line. But yet again, no matter how hard I try, there's obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and I feel like a failure. I feel like a failure. I'm trying to accomplish and it's not materializing. The Rebbe says, don't feel like a failure. Because in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, when a Jew tries, when a Jew puts in the effort, when a Jew shows Ribono Shel Olam, I'm running after you, I'm running after myself, I'm trying to actualize my holiness, even if those actions don't materialize, even if those actions don't get me across the finish line, those actions are holy, those desires are holy, those aspirations are holy. The Rebbe says, Bechinas Karbanos. When a Jew has a desire to become great and acts on that desire, even if he's not successful, those aspirations, those desires, that want to be something greater, is like bringing a karban. The Bechinas Kial paragraph B, second line, Kial Lecha Horaknu Kolayom, Nachshabnu Kitzon Tivcha. Quoting over here the Pasuk from Tilim, Ki Alecha Horaknu Kolayom, Nachshabnu Kitzon Tivcha. The way Rabbi Nachman is saying that Pasuk, Zibon Sha'olam, I kill myself for you every single day. I'm trying so hard. Every day I'm trying. Every day I'm pushing myself. Every day I'm doing more. Nechshavnu kitzon tivcha. And Ribono Shel Olam, I just want you to know, I hope, I know, that in your eyes, even if my efforts don't materialize, my desires, my wants, my aspirations, my activities are like a carbon in your eyes. I'm giving you something. You know, I will say, sometimes I can't deliver results to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing I can deliver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is my effort. I can deliver effort, and I can deliver effort on a consistent basis. I can deliver my aspirations. I can deliver my dreams. I can deliver HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can deliver my heart. I can't always control the outcome of the circumstance. I can't always deliver results, but I can always give you effort. Unless you think, well, it's Yabosa in the Welt, in the world, it's all about results. Right? If at the end of the day you go into work and you know you say, listen, I tried really hard, but just couldn't get my work done today. Right? So if that happens once, maybe. If that happens consistently, you and your aspirations are going to be looking for employment elsewhere. Let's say it works in the world. The world is based on results. Everything, human relations are based on results. In the Ribono Shel Olam, the Ribono Shel Olam knows that very often we don't control the results. So therefore, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says is, just give me your effort. Just give me your heart. And that, for me, will be like a carbon. The Rebbe goes on. He says, Hainu, shekisherotzim lehispalo ve'imanichen oso. Well, say a person wants to daven, and yet again, literally, in manichin also means, and they don't let him. Who doesn't let him? I don't let me, right? It's me. I can't get my head out of the office, or I can't get my head out of my shalom bayis problems, or I can't get my head out of my difficulties with my kids. Whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, I am preventing. Sometimes I'm in my own way. Umababalin also become a mine bilbulim futzarach lekame yigios b'shas hatfila. And so I try very hard to daven with kavon. I try very hard to push myself. Va'azay afilu mino zochel ispalo kiroi. And then also, you know, sometimes even if I'm able to daven, I look back on that tefila and I say, Navosai, you ever have one of those days where you say to yourself, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I daven shacharis. Like, I'm pretty sure I put on tefillin. So, okay, I check my arm. I see the strap marks are there. So I know I put on tefillin. But there was absolutely nothing meaningful or moving about that experience. Why? It wasn't the chazan, right? It's me. My head is just somewhere else. My heart is somewhere else. There's too much other stuff in life going on. So a person is, see, so they will say, if you're chassidically challenged, so you say to yourself, well, that's not a tefillah. You just wasted time. You wasted your time. You wasted God's time. Baruch Hashem, we're chassidim of Rabbi Nachman. And the Rebbe says, you didn't waste anyone's time. You tried. Did you try? Okay, a person can say, I could have tried harder. You could always try harder. Did you try? And as long as I can answer that in the, of course I tried, I showed up. I tried, Ribono Shel Olam. But you know what? There's just a ton of stuff going on in my life. And those things create roadblocks. And those things create obstacles. And those things create difficulties. I tried to the best of my abilities in this given moment. But I couldn't produce.
But that's what a korban is, right?
Oh.
I mean, that's the whole point of it, right?
Correct. Because
you didn't see that connection between the korban and the result.
Absolutely.
So the korban is the sacrifice.
We'll say that once more. The korban.
Korban is the sacrifice in terms of how we approach it now. So it's the ishtadlus. That's the korban. Because you don't see the direct.
It's absolutely
connection.
Correct. Meaning, that is absolutely true. The korban is pulled. The korban affects things on so many different levels. I don't necessarily see that. All I see is I'm putting in effort. I'm trying, Ribono Shel Olam. I'm trying. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Paragraph C. Va'azay afilu eino zochel lispal karoi. Even if I try, but I don't get to daven with kavana. Afa pikein hayigia ba'atzma shemiyagia atzma b'chol kocho. Umoser nafsho lispal karoi. I will say that which I push myself, that which I try to do. Ze ba'atzma hu bechinas karbanos ki alecha raknu. Ukmokein. We'll say this applies to all of our spiritual life endeavors. That there are things that we try, but simply don't work out. Things that we put in effort, but yet the results do not materialize. Never for a second think that that is an exercise in futility. Tirabo is saying, the way the world works, it could be something that's only meaningful if you can produce deliverable results. That's not the way it works with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. In the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, what he is looking for most is effort. And as long as I put in the effort, even if the results don't materialize, I am successful in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afa pikein, hayegia ba'atzma. I both said the effort itself. V'hayisurin v'albil bulim sheyesh lo mizeh. Machma sherotze v'chafetz l'kadosh atzmo. Rak shema nichonoso. And I both said the pain that I have. Because, you know, when you daven, I know I had no kavana. It's painful. It's painful because deep down I know I just squandered an opportunity. Deep down I know I'm not doing what I really need to be doing. There's a pain associated with that. There's a difficulty associated with that. There's a sense of futility and failure associated with that. So we'll say, Zeb, paragraph D. Zeb atzmo hu bechinas karbanos. Bechinas ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. So we'll say, he keeps darshan that pasuk. Ki alecha horagnu. I'm killing myself for you. I'm killing myself for you. I'm trying. I know it's not perfect. I know I'm not delivering. But I promise you, I'm trying. Ki alecha horagnu. I'm killing myself for you. Nechshavnu kitzon tivcha. See my karban. See my sacrifice. See what I'm trying to give you, as imperfect as it may be. Al kein. Ala adam lasos es shelo tamid. Therefore, Rabosai, my job in life is to try. My job in life is to put in my effort. Le'agia atzmo ba'avodas Hashem mechol ma sheyuchal. Rabosai, to push myself in my avodas Hashem to the best of my ability. Whatever is within your power, try to do. Even though sometimes it's very difficult. And I will say, sometimes I try, and I try, and I feel I can gain no traction in my Yiddishkeit. We'll say, what do I do then? Just keep trying. We'll say, my job in my Yiddishkeit is to do whatever I can. I do what I can, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will see the beauty and the holiness of my efforts. So we'll say, just so you understand what the Rebbe is darshaning over here, how does this tie back into the Pasuk? Because what does the Pasuk say? Adam ki yakriv mikem karban la'Hashem. So we'll say, the word mikem is extra. Doesn't have to say, if I literally translate, if a person will sacrifice from himself a karban, just say, Adam ki yakriv karban. What's the mikem? So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says the ultimate carbon we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the carbon of the self. What's the carbon of the self, Rabbi Osai? Effort. It's just effort. I'm trying. I'm killing myself all the time. I'm trying my best. I'm trying to the best of my ability. I know it's not perfect. Could I try harder? I'm sure I could try harder. But I'm trying to the best of my ability, Ribbono Shel Olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know in the world that trying is not enough. It's all about results. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately again, I'm asking you to see my effort. I'm asking you ultimately again to see how hard I'm trying. And it seems to be the harder I try, the more obstacles that come. To which the Rebbe says, don't worry. In the world of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's never about. Success is never determined by results. Success is determined by effort. And that's the beautiful message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in this week's parasha. Dabri al b'nei Yisrael amart aleim, say to the Jewish people, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban la'Hashem. Tell the people that the greatest karban they give is not their results. The greatest karban they give is not crossing the finish line. The greatest karban I can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the sheep, not the cattle, certainly not any of my livestock. The greatest karban I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is myself. The greatest karban I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my effort. The greatest karban I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my ability to keep trying over and over and over, despite how many obstacles I face and despite how many times I failed. That's the karban we gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the times of the Mishkan, and it's the karban that we're privileged to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not sit there waiting for our results. He just simply waits, pines, and yearns for us to put in a little additional effort.
Beautiful. Always beautiful. Man.
You can use that for like everything now.
What do you mean?
Work, you know, your employees.
You use it everything except
effort in your marriage.
Like correct, but in the world, if when you boil it down in the world, so you could tell your employees, all I want is for you to try hard. If they don't make whatever it is, they don't make the sale, or they don't do this at a certain point in time, right, you're going to say...
Well, no, you can tell them what the results are that you want. Like, I want a certain amount of phone calls, I want a certain amount of this, I want a certain
correct. Amount of... Correct. But the point over here is... So you
I want to see you try. Some people can make 50 phone calls, some can make two.
Like, but let me ask you. The salesperson who makes 50 phone calls, and month after month after month, doesn't make a sale.
I'd rather him than someone that you know, gets it easy.
For how long are you going to hold on to that guy?
No, he's gone.
Well, no, seriously.
If the other guy is bringing $100,000 of sales or whatever it is, then
drive is motivation and drive is so rare.
Right.
Like, it's so rare. You go through like 500 employees just to find one person that's
who's truly motivated.
That's truly motivated. Eventually something might click or whatever.
Right. You're saying he has the midah, so ultimately he'll be successful.
Right, the midah.
So I would agree. But I still, again, I'm not a businessman, but I do have to believe that at a certain point in time, obviously, it comes up where...
So you sharpen his blade a little bit, you know, but at least he's trying to sharpen
correct.
His blade.
But at the end of the day, if mamish, the guy can't be matzliach. The guy can't be matzliach. So there does mean you could be a wonderful, you know, understanding employer and say, okay, I just want to see you trying. But lamaisa, there's going to come a certain point in time where you're not in business to be nice to people, a person in business. So
if you're never going to have the perfect marriage either.
1,000%. So, but that's what I get. But in marriage also, it's not just about the effort. At a certain point in time, if you don't produce results in your marriage, you're done. Meaning, it doesn't make a difference how understanding your spouse is.
She cares. You don't think she cares that.
Of course, another spouse cares. But at the end, at the end of the day, you have to deliver.
Yeah.
If I am not nice to my wife, and I say, okay, you know what? I'm going to get my act together. I'm going to be better. Okay, so I'm trying, but I still keep being nasty to her day after day after day. At a certain point in time, she's going to say, "Very nice at the effort. Shkoyach. We're done." The only relationship in this world, in this universe that exists, that totally is independent of results and is fully focused on effort, is the Ribono Shel Olam. That is the only relationship like this that exists. All other relationships, you're right, have elements of effort, but bottom line, you got to produce. Only the Ribono Shel Olam says, listen, I get it. And by the way, this is because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the one who controls all the results. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I control the results. All I ask of you is effort. And even if none of your efforts materialize, and even if you never cross one finish line in life, if you give me the carbon of effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm satisfied. I'm content. And that's the godless of our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. All I need to do is try. Of course, we want results. I want results just for my own feeling of success. I don't want to spend my life spinning balls. I want to feel like I'm moving forward. But Lamaisa, that's not the metric of success.
That's why the whole concept of the whole translation of the word sacrifice is so amazing in the English language, because that's what it is. You're making a sacrifice. You're giving up something, you're trying to do something, but it's not necessarily a result determinant.
Right, and by the way, making...
Which is amazing.
And by the way, it's not necessarily a quid pro quo, meaning I'm giving something, and the truth is, I may or may not get something in return. I'm giving something, and the truth is, I may not get the results I want in return.
Right.
I may not get the actualization.
Typically, you don't.
I'm
making a sacrifice because I'm not getting the result.
Correct. Or I'm not getting a reciprocal result.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's not commensurate to my effort, my stylus.
Correct.
It's a sacrifice. So it's like the parallelism of the English. It's amazing.
Right. That is incredible. That's an incredible ha'ara.
Yeah.
I think that this, to me, is one of the most incredibly like heartening and overwhelmingly positive pieces of the Rebbe. Because we all struggle in our Yiddishkeit. We all struggle. We struggle in different ways with different things. And sometimes we feel if we're not producing the spiritual deliverables, I'm a failure. And the Rebbe says, no, Adam Kiakr Mikem Karban Hashem. All the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants is the carbon. All the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants is the effort. That's all the emotion is interested in. Shkoyach.
You don't know what it is.
It's a fine line. It's a dangerous